Welcome to GAO's Watchdog Report, your source for news and information from the U.S. Government Accountability Office. It's June 2017. Memory supplements are dietary supplements that claim to improve your memory. These supplements are a growing market, with sales estimated at $643 million in 2015. A team led by Seto Begdoyan, a director in GAO's Forensic Audits and Investigative Service team, looked into memory supplement marketing and federal oversight. Sarah Kazmarek sat down with Seto to talk about what they found.
How are memory supplements marketed? Is it mostly on TV ads or online?
The work we did, we spent about 2 months looking at various media channels, TV, internet, newspapers, magazines, and retail outlets, and we found that 96% of the 1,600 or so ads we found were through the internet, and about 4% in retail outlets, nothing anywhere else.
And do these ads target a specific demographic?
Not really. We found about 9% of the ads referenced senior moments, sharper memory in older years, that sort of thing. But the general proposition, no.
So tell me what some of the issues were with how these memory supplements were marketed.
The issue of principal concern is whether these supplements make disease claims, like they say we will cure your Alzheimer's or some other mental condition that's generally associated with that demographic, and that's prohibited unless it's backed up by solid science. So that is the principal concern. And we did find 28 of the ads we encountered did come close to making those kinds of claims, and we referred those to FDA, and the FDA is investigating them.
So one thing I was wondering about is what the government can do if it doesn't like how something's being marketed or the way something is marketed might kind of violate some federal law or regulation.
What the government, as currently in statute, is allowed to do is essentially after the fact, kind of cleaning up if there has been a situation where there has been adverse effects from some of these supplements. But in terms of proactive, they can't prohibit marketing. They keep an eye on it for obviously misleading claims, but it's essentially an after the fact reaction.
And is it clear to consumers how the federal government regulates these products?
Speaking with several groups and the agencies themselves, the general consensus is that there's a lot of ambiguity and perhaps lack of detail in terms of who does what. For example, the Federal Trade Commission has oversight over advertising, and the FDA, Food and Drug Administration, has oversight over marketing at the point of sale related to labeling claims, which is very esoteric, but that breakdown, if you will, between the roles is causing people to not really know what to do, when to do what, and that sort of thing.
And so the FDA, they're looking at how they're marketed, but does the FDA also look at how the products are manufactured or kind of any guarantee or sign off on these claims that they support memory?
Based on their authorities, they're very limited in terms of what they can do. Again, it's essentially a reactive posture. If something does go wrong and there are reports to the FDA that there has been harm detected or experienced, then they jump in. But in terms of enforcement actions, just to give you an idea, between the two agencies over a roughly 10-year period, they brought only 21 enforcement actions against supplements.
Well, let me ask you then, what recommendations is your team making in this report?
We have one principal recommendation to both agencies is to clarify and amplify their guidance to the public to make the public more knowledgeable and comfortable reporting incidents or any adverse effects or any hints that something may be amiss in one of these supplements.
And finally, what do you see as the bottom line here for consumers?
The bottom line for consumers is the agencies making guidance available to them and clarifying their roles, developing a better understanding of what can and can't be done, and again, providing consumers with a comfort level to reach out and report something that they think is amiss.
To learn more, visit GAO.gov and be sure to tune in to the next episode of GAO's Watchdog Report for more from the Congressional Watchdog, the U.S. Government Accountability Office.